News, reporting by remote, I'm Dean. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released guidelines for churches, synagogues, and mosques to reopen. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the guidelines were released after President Trump threatened to override state governors if they did not reopen houses of worship.
The president says some governors deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics essential, but not churches, which he says unite the nation.
So I'm correcting this injustice.
And declaring houses of worship provide essential services. He says he'll override governors who do not reopen them immediately, though his authority to do that is unclear. Churches have the potential to infect large groups if precautions are not taken. Federal health officials had drafted reopening guidelines that included maintaining distance between parishioners and limiting the size of gatherings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, has apologized for what he called a cavalier answer to a question from a radio show host. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Joe Biden appeared to be condescending of African Americans who support President Trump in this interview with iHeartMedia's The Breakfast Club's Charlemagne the God.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The host had confronted Biden about possibly considering Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is white, as a running mate.
I guarantee you there are multiple black women being considered. Multiple.
Among those being considered by Biden, California Senator Kamala Harris, Georgia voting rights advocate Stacey Abrams, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Pakistan International Airlines jet crashed into a crowded neighborhood near the airport in the port city of Karachi Friday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports authorities are still trying to find the cause of the crash.
The Airbus A320 came down in a residential area on approach to the airport. It was en route from Lahore. Thick smoke billowed from the scene where the Pakistan International Airlines flight came down. It's not immediately clear what downed the jet. A statement from the airline said it may have suffered an unspecified technical fault, and one senior civil aviation official told Reuters it appeared the plane had been unable to lower its wheels. Another aviation official said the pilot had given out a mayday call and circled on his approach to the airport. Witnesses say they saw the plane hit a mobile phone tower before crashing into houses near the site.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The United Nations is warning that COVID-19 could have disastrous consequences for millions of people in Yemen. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says aid agencies are working on the assumption that community transmission is taking place across the country. OCHA spokesman Jens Laeke tells VOA aid workers are limited in what they can do to help people who fall ill with COVID-19.
Yemen is really on the brink right now. The situation is extremely alarming. They are talking about that the health system has, in effect, collapsed. They are talking about having to turn people away because they do not have enough oxygen.
The UN and Saudi Arabia will co-host a virtual pledging event on June 2nd to raise funds to maintain humanitarian operations. The UN says it will need at least $2 billion between now and the end of the year to provide life-saving assistance, including COVID-19 prevention and treatment programs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China drew Western condemnation Friday over plans for a national security law that would quash Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement as it opened an annual Congress that also laid bare what were called the immense economic challenges caused by the coronavirus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Friday released a statement condemning China's parliament for the legislation that he said would be a death knell for the high degree of autonomy Beijing promised for Hong Kong. The foreign ministers of Britain, Australia, and Canada released a joint statement saying they are deeply concerned about the legislation proposed by China. Reporting by remote, I'm David Perkins.